This is VOA News. We're reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States will support an inclusive, credible Haitian government. Laura Lachman, the State Department's acting deputy assistant secretary of state for Western Hemisphere Affairs, told VOA Wednesday. Lachman was part of a U.S. delegation President Joe Biden dispatched to Haiti on July the 11th in response to requests from the government of Haiti for assistance after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last week. The United States is encouraging Haitian political leaders, civil society, and private sector to find a political solution that will lead to presidential and legislative elections in the Caribbean island nation later this year. Following Moïse's assassination, a commission made up of representatives of all sector of Haitian civil society plans to meet on Thursday to sign a political accord that will name a new president. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in São Paulo Hospital for tests to determine if he will need emergency surgery because of an intestinal obstruction. The president's office initially said Wednesday he was being examined because of persistent hiccups and that he was feeling well. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen back in the 2018 campaign. And the Biden administration said Wednesday it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of July will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. More than 90,000 people died from drug overdoses here in the U.S. last year, a record experts say was partly triggered by isolation that many experienced during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The government reported Wednesday that 2020's total easily surpassed the previous record of 72,000 deaths in 2019. Health experts say that while prescription painkillers once played a key role in U.S. drug overdose deaths, heroin and then in recent years fentanyl, a dangerously powerful opioid, proved exceptionally lethal. The government Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said its studies show fentanyl was involved in more than 60% of overdose deaths last year. Residents in Sydney, Australia, will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26 after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported just Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 30 of the 1,429 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend. The French news agency reports that access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remain blocked. The State Department spokesman Ned Price said shutting down information pathways does not address the needs of Cuba's people. This is not something that could ever silence or quell the legitimate aspirations of the Cuban people, according to Price. One person has died and more than 100 have been arrested, including independent journalists and opposition activists, since the anti-government protests broke out in the communist-ruled island over the worst economic crisis there in decades. And fierce wildfires here in the U.S. threatening Native American lands in the Pacific Northwest. For more news, as always, please join us at VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.